Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here for another gathering of listener questions. That's what we do. You send them in. We give our answers right away here on the show, including a great question from listener Brittany. She's asking about the new Disney Dining Plan Plus. Would it be great for a family of five with kids ages 7 and 8? So we're going to talk about that today and much more. So stand by for that. Don't forget today's show brought to you by our friends over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go, WDW. Days to Go lets you count on the days until your next Walt Disney World vacation with style. Think about it. Every time you look down at your smartphone, that Apple device, to check a text message, post to social media, check Facebook, even make a phone call. I know that's old school. You're going to see how many days you have left to go to your favorite place. You can put pictures that you love, change the colors, the fonts, and just get excited for that next trip. And that's what we do as Disney fans. So check out these and other apps to make your Apple device a Disney device right now over at virtualmickey.com. Please use our Amazon affiliate link. Anytime you do that shopping online, it's beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and every purchase does help everything we do here on the show. So please bookmark it and use it often. And thank you so much to everybody who has clicked through beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1611 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Wednesday to you, and put that seatbelt in and on and strap in, because you're getting a week's full of Be Our Guest Podcast this week. That's right, Scotty G, hashtag Scotty G, was kicking off the week with us on Monday. Today you have listener questions with Ricky and I. Tomorrow, it's like the whole podcast family. We take your listener questions and calls from Sunday night. And then, of course, Friday, we're going to have yet another show. So four shows in 5 days. Hope you enjoy it. We're going to have a great time talking Disney. So joining me today, of course, it's Wednesday. We've got to answer your listener questions. Lots of new stuff happening down at the world. We have Ricky from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less, and wife of yet another marathoner down at the Publix Marathon in Georgia. How's it going, Ricky?
It is going all right. Yes, Brian ran the Publix Marathon, and he did it in just another awesome time. It makes me sick. congrats to Brian for doing the Publix Marathon, and he posted all about it in the Lizards. So if you want to see his adventures of running all around the city of Atlanta, you can see that on the Lizards page. But he had a good time. It was a good day. I did not go out and support him. I'm a terrible wife.
Oh, you're horrible, man. He's in your hometown. How are you not going out there?
I supported him by sitting on my couch and texting him as he went through each mile. He would text me and I'd say, "You got this, babe." So, you know, I mean, that's my support right there.
Yeah. I signed up on a last minute whim for a half marathon this Saturday, about 2 miles down the road at Creve Coeur Park here in St. Louis. It's a half marathon where you run in this flat path. So,
yeah,
you know, I'm thinking, I'm going to run 13 miles Saturday anyway, so may as well get a medal for it. And the medal's really cool. Get a little hoodie.
They won't have a medal for you. You'll just have to run it and get nothing.
The thing is, though, like, you know, when you see prices for local races, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm robbing them, because I'm so used to paying like $350 for a half marathon.
Right, exactly. You're like, holy cow.
I was like, dude, $70? You kidding me? And I know that's kind of expensive for some, so.
Yes, that's true.
All right. Well, let's answer the list of questions. We have a first one from Brittany, and I think a lot of folks may have this question. She says, "Mike, Pam, and Ricky, hello, friends. What do you think of the new Disney Dining Plus plan? Do you think it would be a good idea for a family of five with three kids who are 7 and 8? So I got a little confused when I read this email, and I got to admit, I'm kind of confused again, because she says it's a family of five. They have three kids. They're 7 and 8. So I wonder, like, is the third kid kind of like that daughter in the Carousel of Progress that just disappears? I don't know. I don't know what the third kid is.
I wonder if there are twins going on there.
Maybe. Or maybe, like, she's saying, because the 7 and 8 are getting the cheaper price on the new plan, like they would on any of the Disney dining plans. Possibly.
Yeah, that's true, too.
All right. So she says, thanks for your thoughts, Brittany. So, Ricky, give us the lowdown on this new Disney Dining Plus plan. I swear Disney makes up these names to make things hard to say for us.
I know, right? Could they add plus to anything else? Because I don't think they could. I literally, like, you just keep seeing new things that have the word plus in it. And you're like, where did this come
from? Exactly. It's got to be better if it has plus.
So, yeah, there's this brand new plan called the Disney Dining Plan Plus. I think that Disney just likes to put plus on everything now. That's just kind of how it feels. Like, let's just add plus. It makes it a little bit better, right?
Always.
Yeah, exactly. So the Disney Dining Plan Plus is actually in between the Disney Dining Plan and the Disney Deluxe Disney Dining Plan. So it's like right there in between in price as well as in what you get for the plan overall. So with this plan, it gives you the flexibility to choose. So you can choose between any combination of two table service meals and quick service meals in a day. So what that means is if you want to do a table service meal and a quick service meal in a day, you can do that. If you want to do two quick service meals in a day, you can do that. If you want to do two table service meals in a day, you can do that. So you have the flexibility and options to do whatever you'd like and make it as easy as possible for you on your vacation. You also get two snacks with your stay each day, and then you get a resort refillable mug. Now that is only available to be used at the quick service locations at your hotel. So just kind of keep that in mind. Now, the price for the meal plan is going to be as follows. There's a lot of information on the Mouse for Less if you kind of want to see how it all breaks down. But the cost of the dining plan plus option is $94.61 for adults ages 10 and older, and $35.01 for ages 3 to 9. So that's kind of the breakdown of the plan overall. So
the way I see this, okay, and you said the important thing, this plan falls between the standard Disney dining plan. That's just the official name is just Disney Dining Plan,
right?
And the Deluxe Disney Dining Plan. So it's, you know, in the scheme of things, you got quick service, Disney Dining Plan, Disney Dining Plus, Deluxe Dining. That's how they kind of, that's the order.
Yeah.
What I would say, looking at this, I think you're in a good spot to go with the plus for Brittany here with the kids ages 7 and 8, because again, the Disney Dining Plan is a really good deal for folks that have upper age kids, like around 7, 8, or 9. That are going to eat well. And I think where it's really going to sing is if you have an itinerary, a plan of attack where you're doing character meals and buffets. If you're if you use all of your credits, if you do like a character breakfast and then go to a sit down dinner, you're going to come out ahead on this thing. This is a good deal. But the thing is, I think, you know, maybe you do like one or two quick service meals like throughout the length of your stay. But if you're doing like a 50-50 kind of thing, just go with the standard dining plan. You know what I'm saying? You got to really kind of upgrade those two meals to table service to start really, you know, getting the benefits out of the plan.
I 100% agree with you. I feel like this plan is really for those who want to do a lot of character dining, buffets, that kind of thing. And yes, you have to use, I think, to get the most bang for your buck. I mean, you have to do two table service meals in, like, you know, and the good part is you can do breakfast, you know, table service, and then you can do a dinner table service. And that way you're not like starving, you know, or full, you know, kind of, because the problem with the deluxe dining plan is that it's three meals. And it's, you know, basically all three table service meals for the most part is kind of how it's set out. And with that plan, you also get the appetizer, entree, and dessert with the deluxe. So with this, you don't get the appetizer. You just get the, you know, the entree and dessert options. So it doesn't leave you as full, I think, as the other plan does. But it's a little bit more than just the standard dining plan, which I think is a nice deal.
The way I look at it, I mean, because I'm very practical in these things. If I was using this plan, I would definitely do a breakfast, say, you know, really anytime. But it'd be ideally what I like to do, and I discovered this about 5 years ago, is if I'm going to do a big breakfast, I like to go to the park first. Like, I like to rope drop the park. Like, I would go to the Magic Kingdom, rope drop the Magic Kingdom, and then maybe do like an Ohana breakfast at, say, like 10:30. Okay. So you've worked up a good appetite. You might need to eat like a Rice Krispie treat or something to kind of tidy over for that first couple hours, just something small out of the room. Go do that character breakfast, you know, because you're maximizing your time at the park initially for that first hour, 90 minutes. Ride the monorail, the boat over to the Polynesian, do that meal. And the thing is, if you have a breakfast like that, you are full till like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
At least.
Two snacks. Okay, so two snacks. Just snack on something. Then you can do like a table service dinner, say like at a Whispering Canyon, wherever you want, you know, like a Chef Mickey's even. That's a steal. You know, then you don't even have to worry about lunch. And you're, I mean, you're having table service meals and you're coming out ahead. That's what I would do. Because then you're going to, I mean, you're going to be so full, you're going to struggle to use the snacks.
Absolutely. I feel like that's the case. I mean, with this plan, I mean, I know a lot of people have that problem with the regular dining plan too. You know, the Disney dining plan, but I feel like with this one, you're definitely going to have to use those snacks, you know, in a really easy way, in the sense of like, maybe do like, there's the Liberty Square Market. Don't they still have like baked potatoes? I think so. Grab a snack of like a baked potato, or, you know, go to the, France Pavilion, and they have, you know, a tomato and cheese bread that you can get. Like, you can get savory stuff if you want it. You don't have to just get sweet snacks for your you know, snacks, which is nice. You know, I think too often people are like, ooh, I want, you know, the Mickey bar or the giant cupcake or whatever, and they don't think about the savory snacks. Actually, a really good savory snack too is at Animal Kingdom, they have corn. That's in Harambe. So that's a good option if you're looking for a savory snack as well. So, I feel like definitely there are perks to this dining plan. And I, now as someone mentioned in the chat, this is not a good deal if you're wanting to do signature dining. So don't do that. I don't feel like it's a good deal. So I would agree with that statement. I think that this definitely has its perks for people who, you know, are looking to be flexible with their dining. And that's kind of the best part about it is you can be flexible. So.
Yep. And Maggie says, she just did a little follow up on, she said, I just spent the last however many minutes looking up the disappearing daughter from Carousel of Progress. General consensus is that she didn't connect with audiences, so she got written off after the first season.
Oh, that's it.
That's awesome. I love our listeners.
I know. That's so fantastic.
So the next question was about, it's from Ashley Gibson in the live chat. What and where are the best Easter events around the world in and out of the parks? And again, Ricky, we talk about this every year because we get this question usually around this time, you know, around early to mid-March. And typically these things are announced kind of late in the game as far as like, stuff
that they're not announced as early as you'd like them to be. Let's put it this way. I mean, literally, they usually get announced maybe a week or so before Easter actually happens, which is kind of, you're like, wait, but you know, you have like Christmas for 3 months basically,
exactly.
And then you have Easter, like one little bitty thing. They do a couple of things in the parks for the Magic Kingdom. They do a meet and greet with Mr. and Mrs. Easter Bunny, which is really a lot of fun. That's in the town square courtyard. They also have a little Easter parade. Now, this is only on 2 days, which makes me so sad because as a child growing up, I loved the Easter parade when they would air that on TV. Like, that was my parade. I know everybody else was all about the Christmas parade, but my parade was the Easter parade. So this kind of gives me a little bit of that. So they do it the day of Easter and the day before Easter. So the Saturday right before Easter and the actual day of Easter, they do this. That's it. That's the only time they do this little parade. And I'm like, well, why can't you do it a little bit longer?
Well, the Easter Bunny's got a good agent. You know, he only has to work a couple days a year and he's out.
They also bring in the Azalea Trail Maids, who are, you know, from Alabama, and they're those ones with the beautiful, full, gorgeous rainbow dresses, and they're so, so pretty. So I think that might be why is maybe the Azalea Trail Maids only come in for those 2 days, but it would be nice to see, like, maybe just do the other parts of the parade, you know, other time, I don't know, for at least a week leading up to Easter or something. So in Epcot, they usually have the Easter egg hunt, which they these hunts all around Epcot, usually World Showcase. So you pick up a map and you can find Easter eggs hidden in each country. It's a lot of fun. Many of the restaurants around Walt Disney World have special meals. The hard part, again, like I said, is they don't tell you about the meals until like a week before Easter, so you never know when they're going to be or which restaurants are going to offer Easter brunch this year. So there's that problem. And that's really it. Oh, at some of the resorts, like the Grand Floridian, they do an Easter egg display. Now, these eggs are made completely of chocolate, and they're very gorgeously ornate. Like, what they do is just absolutely beautiful. So I know they do it, and I think the Contemporary does it as well. So there's a few others that that do the Easter eggs, but that's pretty much it. The resorts will do something special on that day. They'll usually have characters, but other than that, that's pretty much it.
So, all right, yeah. Happy. Yeah, it's almost Easter.
I know, right?
I know it's kind of late this year again, but it's March. All right, Michael has a question. He says, "Just found your podcast and really like it. Weird question. What if you don't want to be a pilot on Smuggler's Run? 50-something woman here who does not play video games. My kids do. The poor people riding with me would not be happy. Thanks in advance, Ines." I think what you're going to do, because you could swap out positions, like because they assign you a position, but I think you would really make somebody's day if you swap out to like a gunner or an engineer and let somebody else pilot. But I think it's pretty simple. You'd have a good time doing it.
Yes, exactly. I think so, too. And all you have to do is tell the cast member, like, hey, I don't want to be a pilot. And they, you know, will make it so that you're not a pilot. So, you know, that's if you're given the position of pilot. Let's put it that way. So there's only you only have a 2 in 6 chance of getting the pilot. So
that's a 1 in 3 chance even.
If you've got, yeah, if you've got other people with you, though, shush.
Always reduce your fractions. I taught 6th grade forever. I've said that a bajillion times in my life. Always put your answer in simplest form.
I don't understand.
That's a 6th grade teacher really life.
Time, Mike Rolvin, so hush.
Reduce. Remember, I was a sub for your 6th grade class. You should know that.
I should know this. I do not. Sorry, Mike. You
Jamestown
did not do
Jamestown Elementary. Job. That's right. All right. John's got a question in the live chat. I'm a good bit currently behind, so ignore if it's been answered recently. But any idea when the bulk of the construction will be finished at Epcot? We have our honeymoon at the end of September.
Oh, okay. Well, not September. No. I can guarantee you that one. I'm going to say at least 2021.
Yep.
So they're getting ready for the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World, and that is in October of 2021 officially. Well, that's the official 50th anniversary now. When Disney decides how long Disney decides to celebrate the 50th anniversary is your and my guess, and when they start to celebrate it. But I suspect that it will be the beginning of like summer of 2021 that you'll really start to see most of the construction being done at Epcot, though. Like once they open Guardians of the Galaxy, I suspect that a lot of that'll be done. So
it's so weird at Epcot now. I mean, like, I just can't get my head around Future World right now. When I was there last weekend, you know, and even it wasn't as much over Marathon weekend, but especially this past, you know, when I was there for Princess, like, it's so hard to get around your head that you can't cut like from Soarin' to Test Track. I mean, how many times have you made that? It is such a journey now. If you want to go from one side of Future World to the other, it's like navigating around the Magic Kingdom to get there. It's crazy.
Yes, yes. And so, yeah, I mean, I think I think it might be longer that the construction takes place. I mean, look at how massive what they're doing is.
It's huge.
So
yeah.
It's so huge. They're going to knock down a number of buildings and repurpose buildings and build buildings. So it's definitely going to be a while. You're just going to have to deal with construction for the next few years at the very least at Epcot. So,
but here's the thing. I appreciate the method that they're using for the, at least so far. Like, I like what they're doing. They're not demolishing things while the guests are in the park, you know, because I mean, they're taking down just enormous buildings, you know, and it's like they're chipping them away each evening. They have these walls. The walls aren't perfect, but they've put in new cement for new paths. They've decorated the walls. You know, some of them have like really cool signage, like with Epcot logos and pavilion logos. Some have like butterfly things you can stand in front of, like Taylor Swift. They're doing the best they can, you know. I mean, because
you just say like Taylor Swift.
Didn't she do like something where you stand in front of a butterfly? I thought that's what that was from.
I don't know. I'm just giving.
I'm a Swiftie. So anyway, but I mean, the thing is, it's just it's such a massive project, and it's dead right in the center of the theme park. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're just, yeah, I mean, they're changing the heart of this theme park. But I think what they're doing is working. I mean, it's a mess. Like I said, I mean, you're going to put 10,000 steps on your Apple Watch to go from the land to go over to Test Track, but hey, you know, it's heart healthy, so there you go. All right, next, Melissa's got a question. Hey, favorite restaurant for fireworks view at Epcot? Looking for food quality and a good view. It'll just be my husband and I, so no need to be kid friendly. Right now, thinking Spice Road or La Hacienda de San Angel.
Oh, see, I wasn't gonna go with either of those. I was gonna go with Rose and Crown. So
were you there
no,
the night we did the fireworks
thing? I was not there with you.
Oh my god, that was unbelievable view. But the Rose and Crown, and if you like that kind of food, you cannot beat that. I had never eaten there for fireworks, and we did that fireworks thing at the end of Illuminations, and it was unreal, the view.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I think that would be my choice. I have done Spice Road Table before, and I feel like the view is okay. It's not great. So if it's between that and La Hacienda, I would probably choose La Hacienda, but my actual answer is going to be Rose and Crown. So...
Yeah, Rose and Crown. But I've done La Hacienda too, and it's pretty good. But you got to ask for a table by the water, because I mean, right. If you get one of those booths that's on the opposite side of the windows, you're not going to see much.
No, that's true.
Mm-hmm. All right, next question. Best 10K, you choose. It's from Anna. Hey guys, I've been listening for almost 2 years. Y'all make my hour long commute so much better and fuel my love for the parks. Gotta love that. 10 and 2. Yay. On those long hour commutes. But back to the point of my email, my husband and I are considering running our first Run Disney race in 2021.
Awesome.
I still can't believe we're talking about 2021. We started this podcast in 2008.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh, our anniversary is coming up in like 2 weeks, our birthday.
Oh, that's true.
12, yeah. We'll be 12.
Who would have thought that we would be still doing this potentially? I mean, hopefully. Yeah. Walt Disney was 50th anniversary. I mean, come on. Who would have thought? Like, seriously. I remember being there for the 40th and being like, this is so cool.
Dude,
so.
We're almost teenagers.
I know.
We're going to be 12 really in like 2 weeks. All right. Anyway, she says, we've decided on a 10K, but can't decide whether we'd like to do marathon or princess weekend. Which would you choose? Thanks, Anna. She says, P.S. Just listen to your princess weekend recap and completely agree with Mallory and Paige. The Magic Kingdom cake pops give me life.
You know, I've never had a cake pop at Walt Disney World. Like, it's the strangest thing. Like, that's just one of the treats that I've never, ever tried. I can't convince myself that it's worth the money for a cake pop because I'm paying for it. I'm not on the dining plan, so.
They're good, but yeah, you're right. They're kind of expensive. But
they're very pricey, yes.
It's one of those things, like, I feel guilty because I go down without them. And so whatever they say they want, I get. And, like, I didn't know which kind to get this last time. So I said, give me one of each. And there were six. And it was, like, $28 or something.
Oh, my goodness.
They're cheaper on Main Street, St. Charles.
Oh, yikes. That's crazy.
And also, this time I pulled, the thing is you learn when you go on Disney trips. Okay, so the last time, because I brought them back for marathon, I guess. And so they put them for you in like one of those clear containers, like leftover containers, you know, it's totally clear. So you can see what's in it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just got those. I was, you know, last day I get them as I'm getting ready to get on Magical Express.
Right.
So I got to carry these suckers, like, you know, carry onto the plane. So coming home from marathon weekend, the flight attendant was like hounding me, dude. She kept asking for them. Like, she wanted to eat them. I'm like, no, I'm taking these home to my wife and my daughter. Like, these are souvenirs. Like, they want cake pops. Well, you got like four. I had four this time. I'm like, yeah, but I have like four people to give these to. I can't just give you. I can't give you a cake pop. I wanted to give her one because I know the flight attendants work hard. And if I would have thought ahead, I would have got her one. You know, like, I didn't know that. She was hounding me for these suckers because they're like white, right out in the open. I had them like on my tray, you know, on the airplane and stuff.
Yeah.
So this time I got a bag.
Oh my gosh.
So
awesome.
You couldn't see what was in the bag. I got one of the plastic bags. So just pro tip, if you're carrying them home, if you don't get hounded, because they do look good and they are good.
They do.
But you can't give them away or else you won't have souvenirs when you get home. Anyway,
right?
Long story to get back to the 10K.
Yes. Okay.
Marathon weekend.
Yeah. I mean, marathon weekend is definitely the epitome of race weekends for Disney. If you're worried about crowds, I would suggest Princess Weekend, just because I think that it's a little bit lesser, obviously, of crowds. But I mean, it was still nuts Princess Weekend while we were down there. So
it was crazy busy. It was crazy. But here's the thing I would say. Marathon weekend, if you really want the full, like,
yes.
I mean, if you want the maximum Run Disney, like, runners experience,
yes.
It's marathon weekend. If you want to ease your way in, it's the same course. So the course doesn't matter. And I love the 10K course because you get to run through the boardwalk area. I love that part. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
But if you want to kind of ease in, Princess Weekend is not so like intense. It's a lot more laid back. And it's obviously about 8-to-1 woman to man ratio.
Yeah, that's true.
That's from what I've heard.
That's true.
And I didn't count everybody out there, but I was definitely in the minority. There weren't as many 6'3" dudes over Princess.
No?
No, not too many.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there were some, but not. I ran past a dude dressed like Elsa. He was about my height, and it kind of scared me. He had a beard.
It's a good look. I like it.
Not really. All right. Next question is from Brad. Hey, BOGP crew. I've never purchased the refillable mugs before, but I'm debating it for my trip in 2 weeks. I know you can use it for iced tea, soda, and hot coffee. Can you use it for iced coffee or cold brew coffee? Thanks for all you do to keep me entertained while working out or playing MLB The Show. Go Yanks. Brad from Connecticut. Go, Brad.
So I have some bad news. You cannot use it for iced coffee. It's anything that's basically out on that beverage bar that they have in the resorts, which they have hot coffee. They have iced, or they have tea out there. They have hot tea as well, because you just use hot water and tea bags usually. And then they also have, obviously, soda. And then they usually have hot chocolate as well. So those are kind of your options that you can choose for your refillable mugs. So unfortunately, cold brew, iced coffee, anything along those lines, no, it's not available for the refillable mugs. So sorry.
I will say, though, if you like iced tea, now I've only been drinking diet soda for like the last, you know, 5 years. Coke Zero. I mean, it's in my veins. I drink a lot of Coke Zero. You guys know I drink a lot of Coke Zero. And they do have that at most of the resorts now, which is good. But the sweet tea that they have that you can get, even the unsweetened tea, I forget what it's called. It's got, I can't believe I can't remember the name, but it is so good there. I mean, if you're into teas, Gold Peak, that's what it is. That stuff is crazy good at Walt Disney World.
I like Kim's suggestions. Thanks, Kim, for these. So she's saying she'd fill her cup up with ice and then get the hot coffee, which is, yes, a really good hack for getting iced coffee. Let's just be perfectly honest. But cold brew, obviously, that's not an option. So, but iced coffee, there you go. The other option she says is you can add a hint of hot chocolate to make it a mocha, which I may or may not have done before. So
I don't know the stuff. I didn't used to be a barista at Starbucks. That's why we have you on the show. Yeah. We got all kinds.
It's not exactly the same as a mocha from Starbucks, but it will at least give you a mocha flavored coffee with, you know, just a little hint of hot chocolate. So I may or may not have done that before. Just gonna throw that out there.
Is that a venti or a tall boy or whatever?
No, this is. Hang on. I don't know how. I guess these cups are what, 16 ounces? I'm not entirely sure. I've never actually like looked at them. I'm drinking from one right now in case y'all didn't realize it, but yeah. So.
I
drink out of them all the time, actually. They're my favorite cups to drink out of because I have cats that knock over cups, and these have lids. So
there you go.
Yep.
All right, to the next question. This one's kind of a it's kind of a mixed bag for you, Ricky, because here's the title. It's four words that are kind of – some of them I went right after you, and some of them I don't know. It says parking lot early bird. So I know you drive. But
I do drive. I'm not early bird. Yeah. Well,
let's take a shot at this one. All right, Lisa from Buffalo. Hey, BOGP crew. I'll be staying at Riverside for my trip in late April. Typically, we only use Disney transportation to get to the parks. For this trip, though, we will have a car, and I'd like to drive to the studios in order to get to park early to try to get a boarding pass for Rise. Since we don't usually drive, I'm wondering how early we'll be able to get into the parking lot at the studios. Can you get into the parking lot at any time, or do they open the lots at a certain time? Thanks for all you do, Lisa. I know they're not open 24 hours.
No, they're not. I'm not sure what time they officially open. I would say an hour, maybe hour and a half before park opening. Well, probably a little bit earlier than that.
I would say about 90 minutes would be my guess that the parking lot's open.
Maybe hour and a half to 2 hours before park opening. I'm not entirely sure. But yeah, it's not like a free-for-all where you can just go and park and then... Yeah.
No, because then people would be like camping.
Exactly.
It'd be like RV city out there.
Yes, yes. So... Don't do that.
And I think they probably want you, because, obviously it wouldn't be manned at that point, and then you wouldn't be paying, and they want their $25.
Exactly. Did you say they want their $75?
No, 25. 25. It's not 75. Yeah, it's 25.
And sometimes it feels like you're paying $75 for parking, so.
That'll be in 2021.
Exactly, yes.
Even on RV might be 75. I don't know. The thing is, you can tell a good Run Disney person because you know how much parking costs because you run past all the parking signs going down World Drive.
And you're just like focusing.
Exactly. You're like, $25. At least I am.
It's $50 for preferred? No, thank you.
Seriously. I'm like, dude, I'm just glad I'm passing through all my sneakers.
Right?
I can't afford to park here.
I get the appeal for the preferred parking, I guess, but like $50 is a lot of money for me to just park my car so I can have a spot that's a little bit closer. Ugh, that's so much money.
You're going to walk 15 miles today, people. Get a souvenir with that money.
Like, maybe if you had a stroller or something and you didn't want to wheel it all the way from the furthest parking spot ever, but... Still, I still don't think I'd pay for it then. So
I'm tight. There's no way.
No, there's no way.
All right, next question from Alan Webb. He just thought of, he says, here in the live chat, so we made Alan think today. So
we did.
We've done our job. When does spring break kick in at Walt Disney World? Heard it gets pretty crazy. Well, you know, here's the thing. It doesn't get like TRL back in the 90s on MTV.
It does not.
Got to have that reference.
Good old Carson Daly and TRL. It's still weird seeing him on the Today Show as a, you know, not a TRL host. But I just want to request NSYNC's bye, bye, bye.
bye, bye, bye. I got my strings.
So anyway, yeah.
Right about, I'd say about now.
Starts now, yeah. So I think it starts with Mardi Gras and goes all the way through until Easter. So it's a long stretch, actually, usually, because everybody has different spring breaks. So colleges and stuff like that have different spring breaks than elementary schools a lot of times. And so it really spreads out the crowds a lot better than, say, a Christmas when everybody's off the same exact time period. So the crowds are enhanced, but I don't think that it's completely nutso, except for maybe right around Easter, because you know you do have a lot of people who have off for Easter in that time period. But I don't think it's like nutso. I think it's just like maybe summer nutso. And even then, like, look, we've been in the summer lately and it hasn't been that bad. And there's been even been talk about how, like, look, Princess weekend
was worse than summer by far. It was more crowded than when I go in the summer.
A couple of weekends, you know, the weekend that I went down there, you know, for the Festival of the Arts, it was nuts that weekend. And it's, you know, February, middle of February, and it wasn't a holiday weekend, and it wasn't a Princess Marathon weekend, or it was just a weekend in February, and it was completely nutso. So, you know, I think that it's not going to be any different than it would be on a random weekend in February at this point. So you're going to be just fine. So,
absolutely.
Like Kim says, avoid coming Easter weekend. And I think you're okay, more or less. So,
but even at the busiest times, you know, we go over New Year's Eve, and the thing is, go at rope drop, go for like 3 or 4 hours, get a lot done. Do not be in the parks in the afternoon. Do something at your resort. Go play putt-putt. Just entertain yourself in the afternoon. Go back at dinner time and enjoy the evening. You'll still have a great time. The busiest times, you'll still have an awesome time.
Yep.
It's just that afternoon, man. When I catch myself in the afternoon because like of something I need to be in the park for, it just tries my patience, man. Like 2 or 3 in the afternoon, any theme park, it's crazy. It is nuts.
I mean, for you, yes. For
it
me,
is
I'm
totally
for
me. Oh my gosh, I can't. Like, I can't. Like, because kids are crying way more in the afternoon in
a
theme park.
It's proven.
They need a nap. I need a nap at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on vacation, man. Those kids need it too. It's nuts. I can't handle, man. I'm telling you, I'm not made for two o'clock in the Magic Kingdom. Like, I'm made for like 8 o'clock in the morning, and I'm made for like 6 o'clock in the evening. I'm not made for 2 o'clock. I can't do it.
No. Okay. That's good. I wish I was not made for 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but unfortunately I am. So
I cannot.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to the last question of the day. It's from Eric here in the live chat. Hey guys, love your PCs.
Podcast.
Oh, podcast. There we go. I was thinking, how does he know what my computer looks like? I do have some pretty sweet monitors now, 64 inches
across.
Yes,
we know. We've heard.
It's so awesome.
I
have 64 inches of monitor across. I got to like look like this all the time. It's so sweet. Thank you, Office Max, for having the big blowout sale. Let's see. What's a fun activity my wife and I could do for our next trip? We've done Keys to the Kingdom, Behind the Seeds, Segway Tour. Oh, I miss the Segway tours.
Oh, me too. Fun. That tour was so much fun. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
And the African Trek. They're going in April. What are your thoughts?
If you're going in April,
Eric's going with his wife in April. I'm not.
Well,
I mean,
not you. There's a new tour that actually just got announced for Earth Month.
I thought it was Earth Day. Now it's Earth Month. We're taking a whole month now.
Yes, it's Earth Month for Disney's Animal Kingdom. So the tour is A Path Less Traveled. And I have not read this before, so let me read it now. So it's $69 plus tax. And it allows guests to, while on this onstage walking tour, you'll learn more about the authentic details, clever construction, and imaginative design throughout the park. You'll also have the chance to meet with animal care experts to learn how we care for the hundreds of animals in the park and what we're doing to save wildlife species worldwide. This limited time opportunity provides a glimpse into what it takes to bring the magic of the animals, culture, and conservation to life at Disney's Animal Kingdom. So that's kind of what this 1 month tour is offering. So I say, try that, because it's limited time and you know, you're not going to have the opportunity to do it very often. So that's what I'd go with.
It sounds like the tours are kind of right up their, you know, their
alley
thing they like. Yeah, alley. I couldn't think of the word. I was trying to read at the same time. It's been a week already.
Okay. It's okay. Monday. Yes, it has. And it's only Wednesday.
Yep. Gotcha. But yeah, it sounds awesome. So let's do that.
Yeah. So I think that that's a good option, especially since that's when they're going. So.
And Rebecca offers up Marceline to the Magic Kingdom. I've done that one. That's a pretty cool one, too.
That's
so
cool.
There you go. Yeah. Lots of options. All right. Well, that's going to do it for today. We're going to be back again tomorrow with your live calls from Sunday night. It was so fun. Hang in there on the first call. I got surprised, but we made it through. It was pretty interesting. And then we get to all the other trials like you're more used to after that one. So I'm just telling you. When you open up the phone lines live, you don't know what you're going to get. It was awesome. The guy was nice. I love talking to him, but I don't think he had heard of the BR Guest podcast before he called in. So.
It wasn't somebody trying to order a pizza,
no,
right?
No, it wasn't that. I would have taken that, but it was okay. So tomorrow, just stand by for that. It's kind of fun. And then Friday, we're going to be back again talking Disney. And it's one of our old shows we did years ago, but I love this type of show. And I think it'll take you to Walt Disney World immediately when we get into the show. So don't forget, today's show brought to you by our friends over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go WDW. Let's talk about that one, because you need to count down to your next Disney vacation.
Right.
Some of you guys are only counting down for like 20 days. You're going down for Star Wars here soon. Some of us are counting down to the fall, you know, 2021, what have you. Either way, you can count down to that next Walt Disney World vacation with this great app. So drop by virtualmickey.com today. Turn your Apple device into a Disney device right now. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and every purchase truly does help support everything we do here on the show. So please bookmark it and use it often. brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. If you don't mind this week, and I know the show is kind of rough, but I'm scared to ask this, but if you don't mind, give us a rating and a review on iTunes, but use the whole like 1700 episodes or so that we've put out, not just today. And we sure appreciate that. That helps people find the show and helps keep our rating up there in the iTunes App Store. And so we'd appreciate that very much. Also, give us a follow on social media, Instagram and Twitter at BRGuestPod, at BRGuestMike, and Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, time to duck out of here. And again, two more shows, Thursday, Friday. We're going to try harder. We're going to make it worth your while. At least you'll laugh. I got to say, the information's decent, but at least you're going to laugh on tomorrow's show. It's a lot of fun. The first
scared.
Call. It's crazy.
All right. Okay.
Anyway, it's what you do. It's a live show. I mean, this isn't like a $1 million operation. I don't have like a phone screener sitting there that I can be like, Mike, we have Ricky calling in from Marietta Heights.
Right.
She wants to talk about Disney Dining Plan Plus. Nope. I just hit the button and whoever's on there talks.
Yep.
It's crazy.
That's it. Okay.
That's why you got to love podcasting. That's why I love it. It's like grassroots radio, people. That's exactly what we are. All right, we're going to get out of here. We'll be back in tomorrow and Friday. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike. Wishing you a great Wednesday. Time to head back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.